2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Get ready for a breezy night. It's 6:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have a cloudy sky, 50 degrees, wind out of the northwest at 11 miles an hour. KSL's top story. Donovan Mitchell is currently receiving treatment after the injury on the court this afternoon. His teammates are bummed about the ankle sprain, but they say Donovan's still in good spirits. Mike Conley said it's just a small obstacle.
It's always tough to see one of your guys go down, but, you know, Donovan in particular is just, you know, he's so important to our team, and he's what makes us go.
Conley's confident Mitchell will be back in no time. The Jazz beat the Pacers 119-111. You know, Donovan Mitchell didn't even play in the fourth quarter after the injury. He had 22 points. All of this happening the same day the Jazz welcome NBA legend Dwayne Wade as a new owner.
5 seconds left. Waiters back to Dwayne. Shoots. No, he couldn't get it off. Now fires it up. Bank it in. Counts. It counts. The Heat win the game.
That's D. Wade, the superstar. Now he's the NBA team owner alongside majority owner Ryan Smith, who says they share the same vision for the team. And they have similar goals to make a more inclusive, equitable world. Developing news on KSL News Radio. We're now monitoring a protest against police brutality. It's happening right now at the Salt Lake City Public Safety Building. There's a large Black Lives Matter banner on display near the barricade, and about 100 people are gathered there. There also appears to be a small group of counter-protesters across the street. We're told the demonstrators are loud, but they're protesting peacefully. KSL News Time 6:32. Summit County is pushing to get their teenagers vaccinated. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has details.
A clinic for teens to get their Pfizer-only shots is being held Monday at the Eccles Center at Park City High School from 10 to 8.
Even though it's at the high school in Park City, it's open to North Summit and South Summit students.
Today, Park City Hospital's medical director, Dr. Wing Province, answered parents' questions. And he says some teens are still having to test to play sports and go to prom.
The sooner that you get the vaccine, the sooner you can go back to normal.
You do have to register for the clinic Monday. The Summit County Health Department and Nomi Health are teaming up for it. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Doctors say more and more research shows pregnant and breastfeeding women should get a COVID vaccine to protect themselves and their babies. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more.
Dr. Sean Esplin with Intermountain Healthcare says that data shows more protections and antibodies helping mom and passing to the baby. Then Dr. Esplin said his daughter told him she was pregnant and asked if she should go to her vaccine appointment.
Now I'm pausing. Now I'm the dad. I'm the grandpa, right? And I'm like, what do I do? I said, go get it. Go get it. You're going to be fine, right?
He says data shows pregnant women who have diabetes, asthma, high blood pressure, or are overweight have a higher risk from COVID. So the vaccine is especially good for them. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story. The Biden administration is ending former President Trump's restrictions on using fetal tissue for federally funded research.
Former President Trump had added an advisory board that rejected virtually every fetal tissue federal research project it reviewed. Now President Biden has ended that restriction, and outside studies receiving NIH grants can now use fetal tissue from elective abortions. They will still need consent from the donor and cannot pay for cells that are used to find cures, therapies, and new drugs.
ABC's Andy Field reporting. Defense Department spokesman John Kirby took questions from reporters today about the president's plan to bring home American troops from Afghanistan. Kirby says the troop withdrawal doesn't mean a total absence of U.S. involvement.
We're going to continue to stand by them. Though we may not have a footprint on the ground, it doesn't mean that we're walking away from our Afghan partners.
The withdrawal starts next month, and it's scheduled to end by September 11th. Realtors say the housing market is especially bad for people with disabilities. Not only do they have to buy the house, but they have to spend thousands of dollars making changes to the home they just bought. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the story.
It takes more than just a ramp to make a home wheelchair accessible. For instance, the halls have to be 42 inches wide, plus
you have to have room for a 360-degree turn in a wheelchair at the end of any hallway.
Chelsea Woodruff with Equity Real Estate says most homes don't have those things. So she says the buyer essentially has to gut a portion of the home, which could cost between $50,000 and $100,000. Plus, many disabled buyers make slightly too much money to qualify for some grants to modify their homes.
Not only do they have to have a disability, but they also have to be low income.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
To save the Capitol Theater downtown or not, that is the question. A group of people living in Salt Lake City started a signature gathering effort to save the historic theater at 50 West, 200 South, and it could be on the next election ballot if they get enough signatures. City officials maintain that the Capitol Theater is too expensive to keep going, and a developer wants to turn the space into a 400-unit residential tower. KSL News Time 636. It's the tail end of the rush. Ricky Meese is watching the cars, and what do you see?
Well, we've had some new surface street crashes. One, 3200 West at 3500 South. And the latest called out is an auto pedestrian crash with possible injuries. Highland Drive at about 104th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. My minute of news is on the way, and Prince Philip's funeral in the morning. Stay with us. It's coming up next at 6:36 on Friday night.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at KSLPodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.